everyone, this is El Shaddai's Amazing Grace, also known as God's Amazing Grace, and this is a prayer to destroy spiritual thieves. Spiritual thieves sneakily take from you, diverting you from the path of faith and involving you in spiritual battles to grab God's blessings. They often show up as obstacles or distractions, undermining your spiritual journey and stealing away the spiritual abundance and blessings meant for you. These spiritual thieves steal glory, manipulate grace, transfer virtues, stealing off prayers, star hijackers, pregnancy terminators, and lifetime robbers. For it reads in John 10:10, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Satan has agents that work in the realm of the spirit to the opposite of the Almighty God. Access is at times through dreams, engaging in immoral relationships, harboring anger, fostering malice, indulging in lustful desires, collaborating with wicked employers, residing in occult dwellings, following deceptive instructors, and practicing faith in an occult place of worship. Spiritual battles happen during our quest in prayer, and an example of this can be found in the biblical account of Daniel. In this narrative, a spiritual battle unfolded where the prince of the Persian kingdom opposed the angel's arrival to convey a message to Daniel. For when we read Daniel chapter 10 verses 12 to 14, it says, "Do not be afraid, Daniel, since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future, for the vision concerns a time yet to come." The angel's message to Daniel carried immense importance in the context of God's plan and the execution of his divine intentions. The enemy did not want this. That's why a spiritual battle was raised, as the enemy does not want God's kingdom to advance. This is what Satan does in the realm of the spirit, working constantly to take the truth away from us. Devices include manipulation, lies, deception, and temptation. For it reads in John chapter 8 verses 44, "He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies." For it reads in Ephesians chapter 6 verses 11 to 12, "Put on the full armor of God so that you can take stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Satan and his agents also operate under sub-spirits such as strong men, ancestral powers, occult altars. They attack and operate through spell and enchantment. Satan is aware that his time is running out, and with a limited window to operate, he resorts to harassing people, installing fear, swapping blessings, and disrupting destinies in an attempt to make people struggle, suffer, and lose faith in the Almighty God. For it reads in Revelation chapter 12 verses 12, "He is filled with fury because he knows that his time is short." Joseph, the son of Jacob, faced a series of hardships and challenges that could be linked to spiritual theft. He was betrayed by his brothers, wrongly accused and imprisoned, and it seemed like the opportunity to use his gift of dream interpretation was taken away. Temptations can create a pathway to sin, which in turn opens the door to adversity and the potential loss of blessings. For instance, when you're job hunting and you hastily accept a bad opportunity that goes against the will of God for you, you see, it can create a gateway for your blessings to be stolen because you've yielded into temptation. Joseph, however, resisted temptation and remained faithful. He was falsely accused, leading to his imprisonment, yet he maintained his unwavering faith and closeness to God, which kept his blessings intact. He persevered through trials and tribulations, and ultimately, God's intended destiny and blessings for Joseph became a reality. This story is in Genesis chapter 37 to 50. Catch fire every spiritual thief and criminal responsible for your lack of blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind them all with the blood of Jesus, and I call upon a release of all your gifts and blessings with no delay in Jesus' mighty name. So right now we are going into prayer, and as we are going to prayer, if you agree with everything I am saying at the sound of my voice, everything will manifest. Because when we read Matthew chapter 18 verses 19, it says, again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Our Almighty God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the head and not the tail in heaven. You are our deliverer, you are our healer, hallowed be thy name. You are mighty and you reign in power. God, I'm excited for the day to come when all rebellion is destroyed and your reputation is vindicated, so that the world will see that you are the one God whose name is above all. Forgive us for our sins, and may the blood of Jesus wash me and whoever is listening in agreement to this prayer, so that our prayer is not hindered by sin. I clothe myself spiritually with the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the shoes of readiness that comes from the gospel of peace, and I gird up the lines of my mind, for we do not wrestle with flesh and blood, but with the powers of darkness in the supernatural sphere. May the blood of Jesus be a hedge around my soul, mind and spirit for protection, and to anyone listening who is in agreement to this prayer. I take my authority given to me, fire by force, to trample over serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me or anybody else who is listening in agreement to this prayer. For if God is with us, nothing can be against us. So right now, I call upon the thousands, upon 10,000 times 10,000 of angels to come to our defense, to join us in this spiritual battle against principalities in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It reads in Mark chapter 3 verses 27, in fact, no one can enter a strong man's house without first tying him up. Then he can plunder the strong man's house. I bind with the blood of Jesus every power, every strong man, every spirit, every demon responsible for stealing our blessings. And I call upon the fire of God to remove and restore all of our goods, blessings, back to us, the rightful owners, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I abort every satanic agenda to kill and steal our spiritual gifts and blessings, or to destroy anything established by heaven in our lives, in Jesus' mighty name. May the armor of spiritual criminals be consumed by fire, and I evoke the presence of angelic authorities to detain every spiritual wrongdoer right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I command the warrior angels of God to stand up and destroy every spiritual criminal opposing our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. It reads in Philippians chapter 2 verses 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Every spiritual criminal, bow down right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I take my authority by force, and I command the angels of the Lord to arrest you, tie you until judgment day, in Jesus' mighty name. From this day forward, let every program of spiritual criminals against our lives crash in the mighty name of Jesus. It reads in Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 7, the Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. I decree and I declare that every map and plan of the spiritual criminals to be used to rob us have been permanently destroyed by the fire of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May every obstacle placed on our path to our destinies be cleared away in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherever our blessings, promotions, marriages, health have been buried by the spiritual thieves, I uproot them back to us, the rightful owners, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every spiritual thief that comes in the night, I block your way with the fire of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And any voice coming from the tongue of spiritual thieves through a curse, altar, or enchantment calling our destinies, I cut off your tongue with the sword of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any marine power using the eyes of people to steal our glory, I pierce all of their eyes and drown them with the blood of Jesus. Every false prophet in our lives, catch fire in Jesus' mighty name. Every spiritual thief that comes into our dreams to steal, I break your hands with the hammer of God in Jesus' mighty name. Every jealous spirit that wanders the earth stealing our blessings, catch fire, and may the light of God expose every person working with spiritual criminals in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any sin that is opening the gateway for evil to come and steal from us, Holy Spirit, teach us so that we do not repeat the sins, and may the strength of God be upon us to resist the devil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every map and plan of spiritual criminals used to rob us, catch fire in the mighty name of Jesus. I expire with the blood of Jesus every assignment of spiritual criminals over our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Weapons of spiritual criminals fashioned against us, the children of God, be dismantled and destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, arise and crush with your mighty hand every spiritual thief and criminal in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For it reads in John chapter 7 verses 38, he that believe on me, as the scripture have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Any spiritual criminal, dry out our living waters, drink the blood of Jesus and die in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, everyone in agreement of this prayer shall receive sevenfold of what has been stolen from them in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, God, for restoring our blessings and sealing and closing all gateways of spiritual thieves in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, blood of Jesus, for the covering and protection to remove spiritual criminals from our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding us and teaching us so that we know how to avoid spiritual criminals in our lives. Thank you for setting us free, God. We are blessed and we are highly favored. Thank you for removing all veils of disgrace, lack, and poverty from us, God. We appreciate you. We love you. We worship you. And we praise your holy name. I seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus. And could we all say amen? So we've come to the end of the prayer. And the word I will leave with you today is from Zechariah chapter 2 verses 5. For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Keep praying, stay in faith, and stay blessed.